We're joined today with Bo Kenyon. He's the Senior Advisor for Programs and Partnerships with Oakley Collective, but now is working here with the Arts and Culture Alliance in Marshalltown. So, Bo, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by and really kind of introducing yourself to the community and letting us know what it is that a Senior Advisor for Programs and Partnerships does. So just tell me first, explain like I'm five, what are you coming here to do with the Arts and Culture Alliance?
So the big part is to really examine all the wonderful things that the Alliance has been doing over these past 7+ years and helping them develop programs and partnerships to help further their growth and their impact in this in the city overall.
So you come from Oakley Collective. So how does this hierarchy structure all kind of work? How did you end up here in Marshalltown?
Well, so I founded Oakley Collective as a nonprofit consulting firm, specifically to work with organizations like the Alliance. And I've worked with other organizations throughout the state of Iowa, as well as out in Boston, where I'm based.
And how did you kind of get into this consulting then? What kind of gave you that itch?
Well, you know, my background is all in music composition. I studied as a composer. That's what brought me to Boston from Iowa. And I took sort of a path away from music and creativity to work in education and became an education director, where my job was really to build programs, and all my programs were founded on partnership, on collaboration, on interdisciplinary structures, working across disciplines for the programs themselves as well as partnerships. And I found that I was ready to get back into arts and the arts ecosystem and creative sector. So I started composing again in order to have time to fulfill commissions and to work as a creative and as a composer. I was really curious about consulting for organizations, both in education and in arts, to do the work that I do now. And that was, gosh, over 10 years ago now. And so as I continued to build out my consulting practice, really started to think about how I can really have the most impact. And, you know, education is a part of my DNA now. And I actually teach these concepts at Northeastern University in Boston. And so I just continue to be curious about how I could connect my creative practice with my education practice, with actually helping arts organizations achieve this kind of sustainable impact that they're trying to do. And it's hard. You know, it's really, really hard to be a nonprofit. It's really, really challenging to be in the creative sector. And so I feel like what I love doing is partnering with and working collaboratively with different organizations to help people like Amber build capacity. She's a team of one doing remarkable work. What is exciting is that the level of risk that it causes for the Alliance or for Marshalltown is rather minimal because I already know what I'm doing and I love to collaborate. I love to build, I love to create, and I love to fix systems. Whether we're talking about musical systems or actual nonprofit systems. So I see her vision and the vision of the board, and I'm inspired by it. It gives me energy, and then I'm able to basically double Amber's workload.
So you'll be working with Amber Danielson, the Executive Director of the Arts and Culture Alliance here in Marshalltown. And Amber's done a ton of work in just the 18 months that I've kind of been back and being a news director here. She came out with the master plan last year.
Yes.
So you've gone through and seen the master plan. What really kind of, what did you pull out from it? Because I heard, you know, you talk a lot about collaboration. Mm-hmm. I think that is all across this master plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's a huge backbone to the Arts and Culture Master Plan. It was a really interesting exercise. So I just started 2 weeks ago, right? And I'm getting up to speed on not just the Alliance, but also Marshalltown. I think Marshalltown is such a special place. As I'm talking to people, friends, family, clients, collaborators, anyone that I've talked to about getting this contract, every single person has some sort of connection to Marshalltown. So I think that speaks to the potential of the master plan. And it was also great to go through it line by line with Amber, you know, on day two of my contract and actually circle, draw lines and get a sense of like, what are they already doing? What is the town already doing? What's happening and reflected in the master plan that is already happening, and how can we project that into the future and strengthen it and increase that impact and make it a part of the fabric of Marshalltown, because I think it already exists, and that's part of what makes Marshalltown so special.
Yeah, I think we can kind of see the imprint of the Arts and Culture Alliance kind of all over town just by driving around Marshalltown. It's a lot more, though, than just the sculptures and the paintings. There's a lot more that kind of goes into it, and that's kind of the role that you're going to be playing, is making that connection and with the community. So I'm an outdoor rec major, and cool. Now I work on the radio, so dumb this down for me a little bit. If I was just a Yahoo on the street, how would you explain what you're doing for the community?
I believe that art and creativity has multiple functions and multiple purposes, right? So you can say, okay, well, we're going to inject art and creativity into the community. So we'll build a sculpture, or we'll make a mural, or we'll have some live music. And that all is wonderful. Just art for art's sake. Any civilization, any functional town or city needs that in their city. It's a reflection of the values that the city holds. It has such impact, whether you realize it or not. A lot of what I do, and will be doing with Amber, but what I do across the state, is think about art and creativity as tools for having dialogue, art and creativity as ways to build something together, how to activate relationships that exist, how to use art and creativity as a mode for people to start working together on something. Right. And that could be, maybe the outcome is a panel discussion. Maybe an outcome is a new curriculum for your school that has art in it. But really, the goal is less about how can we create more art, but how can we have richer, more meaningful, more empathetic, more compassionate conversations? How can we connect to each other in a more interesting way that allows us all to be a little bit more vulnerable, but also a little bit more positive and also a little bit more constructive? And so what I'm going to be doing for the Alliance has that as its groundwork, as its foundation. But ultimately what I'm doing is creating, you know, systems for the Alliance to do their work in a bigger capacity. So that my goal ultimately is that 3 years from now, or our goal is that 3 years from now, the Alliance can have a larger staff so that they can function and have a larger impact in the greater community, not just Marshalltown, but greater Marshalltown, right?
Right. So you said you've been here just a couple of weeks. What are maybe some first impressions on a unique eye to this community as you kind of bounce around to different communities? What kind of stands out to Marshalltown?
That's a great question. I'd say, you know, it's a really interesting, in terms of overall Marshalltown pride, like I just came from the Sub Shop. I think it's just called the Sub Shop. Is that right?
Sub City.
Yes. So, and Amber was like, can we just have just a quick sandwich for lunch? What about Sub City? It's famous. And so I was like, yes, let's do it.
And did you get a half sub?
I got a half sub. Okay, I did not get a whole sub. Unprompted, I'd say. I got a half sub. It's lunchtime. Like, let's just get in and get out. And it was, I mean, not only was it really, of course, like delicious, but like there's a lot of pride in what's new, right? Like the new, is it 13th Street District?
Yep.
Fantastic. Like great. Really just like this microcosm of vibrancy, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of pride in that, a lot of ideas that like, and also of course, looking at both large scale public art sculpture, which is amazing, but also all of the like legacy businesses that exist here as well. And I'm still getting to know more and more people in Marshalltown, but have had some great conversations with the Alliance board. And just really fantastic perspectives in terms of, and a lot of vision, not just from the board, but other people who I've talked to, a lot of vision about an enthusiasm for the future of Marshalltown. And I think that is so important whenever you're building new opportunities for creativity and growth, that you already have a mindset for what the future could be. And I think that's a very powerful tool.
Yeah. I think Marshalltown's really got a vision for downtown here that was hit by the tornado.
Yep.
And then the derecho. And mm-hmm. We saw the first business now go up in Needs Pharmacy kind of here on Main Street in 2023. So we are right on the cusp of, you know, what's next and what's the city going to look like for the next 100 years. So very cool.
Yeah.
Bo, is there anything else that you want to make sure that the listeners know about you coming to this community and kind of what you're doing here that'll impact us truly for the next 100 years?
I just honestly feel, again, I know I've said, I feel like Marshalltown is such a special place. I also feel really honored to be invited to come in and do this work, because it is personal work. It is work that invites more creativity, sometimes is risky for some people. I double down and say that it's so important. It's imperative for growth and creativity to coexist. I do not believe that a town or a city can grow without creativity. And I'm so excited that Marshalltown is poised and ready for that, and so honored to be invited to support Amber and the Alliance in doing that work.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time today and just kind of introducing yourself and letting us know who you are and who's going to be working with Amber and the Arts and Culture Alliance. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Zach.